Thank you very much. Item number six.
Seven.
Item
number seven, project number WH236, Green Infrastructure, Layton Avenue, Rawson Avenue, and North 107th Street, page 46.
Director Wanta.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is actually a project initiated through the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District for us to undertake some projects for getting suspended solids out of the stormwater drainage before it gets into the sewer systems. And we're trying to pair these projects with paving projects that we have in areas where we believe we've had a problem in terms of maintenance of our shoulders and things of that nature. And it's a 50-50 share of costs with the
MMSD. Supervisor Lipscomb.
I have just a question about MMSD's capacity or whatnot to do more of this. Is this, have we taken advantage of the extent of their offer to participate in this, or this is a pilot and we hope to do more, or how's that going? I guess I'd like to understand.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that's correct. This is a pilot project, and looking at how it turns out, and if we can, we'd like to do more. Yes.
And just in terms of the location, I mean, I understand those are, at least in some of these, maybe it's just where you've got projects ready to go anyway, but are they not focused on the combined sewer area? It seems that to do it out on 107th where it is separated sewer doesn't get at the problems we've had in portions of the city in particular where you've got combined sewers, and so stormwater overflows are contributing to sewer backup. What are we doing to get at that? What's our role there?
Mr. Suwanta. In answer to your question, it's actually suspended solids that get into the storm drainage, that get through the storm sewer, that go directly to the waterways that the DNR is trying to minimize. So in the case of a combined sewer, that would go to a treatment plant. So that would be then treated. It's the overflows that are an issue with MMSD. But on the separated system where you have an individual storm sewer, those are typically designed so that they do discharge into the waterways without a treatment in any way or capacity. So these are actually targeted more for areas where there is not a combined sewer but a separated sewer, and it's to keep the suspended solids out of the storm drainage so it doesn't flow into the riverways. So it takes the what I'd say the oils and grease from the cars, the salt, and tries to purify that through these systems before it actually enters then that storm sewer, so those items don't then get flow into those tributaries.
Maybe I misunderstand the point of it. So the I think I understand that relative to where you've already have separated sewers. So in combined sewer areas, the point of doing the green infrastructure, though, would be to reduce the amount of stormwater runoff that's going into the combined
Mr. Chairman,
sewer.
Supervisor, I'm not an expert in sewers by any means. I can say that in answer to your question, it would be yes, they do want to keep water from getting into the system. What this program does is it's not stopping any of the flow of getting into the system. It's more purifying the flow before it gets into the system.
Okay. I mean, I guess I would be interested in some of this. I know Parks works with them a bit on this, but in 2009 I had 13 homes lost because the sewers couldn't keep up with the amount of water that was entering them, and you know, hundreds of my residents had sewer backup. And 13 of them lost their homes. So I continue to look for where we have a an ability to help MMSD and not so much increased capacity, because that seems to, you know, they can't build enough tunnel and pumping station, that we've got to keep more of this stuff out of getting in there if it could be naturally absorbed rather than going into the system. So I'll continue to watch for it. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other supervisors?
Is this part of the Root River watershed?
I could not answer that.
And that location, I mean, it would look to me like it is.
I couldn't answer that question. That's saying
no. Could I ask Mr. Drenza, could you find out, because, of course, this is going to be a very prominent issue as Wauwatosa is looking to use the river watershed for return of water.
Certainly we can look into that, Waukesha. Supervisor.
Waukesha. What did I say?
Waukesha.
I'm sorry, Waukesha. One of those Wawa words.
Yes, indeed. You've got lots of things,
right? Yep.
Thank you.
And I don't know if that was one of the reasons MMSD was interested in this, but anyway, I'm just asking the question.
Mr. Chairman and Supervisor, I think a little bit of follow-up to Supervisor Liscombe's question, maybe yours, is that the areas that they're looking at this particular application is more of a rural cross-section. It's for where you have a shoulder as opposed to a curb and gutter system.
Yeah, I understand what you're doing here, but the question of the watershed, if they're returning waters, you know, directly rather than going through sewers, you have to be concerned about the watershed.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, and that's actually the reason behind the pilot project. It's the DNR that's specifying, say 5 years ago, the amount of suspended solids that were in storm drainage, an acceptable level, I believe it was around 20%. I believe the new legislation that came through is that you have to remove up to 40% of the suspended solids that come off of areas. So what you're seeing is this is implemented not only in developments with their stormwater ponds, et cetera. They're now focusing on those suspended solids that come off of the pavement areas. So that's what this is intended to do, is reduce those suspended solids for that purpose, is to help the watershed.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for that. I'm just curious about the area. I'd love to see you look at projects like this for the city of South Milwaukee, which does also use the Oak Creek watershed with some of these. And Jim Keegan, if he's here, can give you a lot of information on that, because we've spent 2 years trying to work out an agreement with South Milwaukee on using stormwater to flow directly into creeks. South Milwaukee is unusual because it's the one city that's not part of MMSD. MMSD might actually have some responsibility to do some of that infrastructure. I've spent a lot of time looking at that issue. They have responsibilities from DNR and the Environmental Protection Agency, even though the city of South Milwaukee may not be part of the MMSD system in Milwaukee County. So if there's an opportunity there, I'd certainly like to get it. So, Mr. Drenza, you can talk to Parks. They can give you more information.
Certainly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Mr. Wontok?
Mr. Chair and Supervisor, I can add that on our paving projects, there's extensive research done in terms of stormwater management, and just on the South 13th Street project from College to Rawson, we actually partnered with the state of Wisconsin on that project to have them increase the stormwater management off the freeway at 13th and College, which resulted in over $2 million savings to Milwaukee County in terms of stormwater management for that paving project. And it was in coordination with the county, with the city of Oak Creek, and with the city of Milwaukee. So, yes, we do extensive work on our paving projects.
Yeah, and I think that's all great work. You know, there's going to be a meeting in South Milwaukee on Thursday night on the WIND project, which takes the Great Lake funds to clean up watersheds. I think Parks is attending that meeting, hopefully. So, but there's a lot of stuff going on with cleaning up watersheds. Thank you.
You're welcome, Supervisor. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to get insight along the same lines Supervisor Liscombe was mentioning. of how this location was selected, and were other locations on the table as far as, you know, assessing the need for an initiative like this?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, again, it was a pilot project. They had a certain amount of money. There was a certain number associated with that money in terms of getting projects, and we tried to mirror those areas where we know we're already experiencing a maintenance problem relative to maintaining those shoulders on those rural roadways.
Okay, so it was our own experience with our where we have our trunk highways or
correct
county controlled roads, and we have experienced water problems on those roadways.
It wasn't so much water problems as it was maintaining the shoulders. So we believe that the design that's going to come out of this will help us in terms of not only the stormwater management, but it'll also help us in maintenance of those shoulders in those areas. So it's a dual purpose that we're taking advantage of.
Gotcha. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any further comments, questions? Thank you very much, John.
Thank you.